Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Hello and welcome as we wrap up our series on affection. This week we're going to look on loving and affection in the social and moral sense. So last week we looked on several expressions of affection according to the New Testament, which is greeting, a kiss, showing everything that you're doing, acceptance, and also serving or taking care of the person. Now this week we're going to look on it from a social and moral sense. So according to Matthew 5:44, there are three things of what this kind of love is. And it means to, he says, but I tell you this, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And according to what Jesus is saying, there are three things that we need to pay attention to. The King James Version says, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So there are several things locked up in this scripture that we need to pay attention to. So what it means, social and moral sense of love, is to bless others, do good, and to pray for them. It's as simple as that. To love them, bless them, do good for them, and to pray for them. The other aspect of it is there's distinctions of persons that we need to pay attention to, which is persons who curse you, persons who hate you, persons who despitefully use you, persons who persecute you. This is the type of love that is expected for them. So the contrast is that you're supposed to bless them, do good to them, and pray for them. That is the expectations, no? And this is several categories of enemies that you will have. And the Bible is explaining to us that we need to love them. There's also another aspect of the social and moral love that, which means to give to the poor. So that's another aspect of the social and moral love that it really means, that expectation is to give to the poor. According to Mark 10:21, it says, and Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing you lackest, go thy way, sell whatever you have, give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up your cross, and follow me. So the way in which Jesus phrased this concept is that sell whatever you have, meaning gather some resources and give it to persons who are in need. So the social and moral sense of love applies to the needy, and it also applies to your enemies, persons who hate you. And we explain several categories of what that means. So regardless of what is happening at your workplace, the oppression that you're under, the difficulty to execute projects, the behavior of your children, despite all of that, you're expected to love in this aspect. This kind of love, according to Luke 6:35, is giving without expecting anything in return. And Luke says, but love ye your enemies, do good and lend, hoping nothing in again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. So the Godwell translation reads it as this: love your enemies, help them, lend to them without expecting to get anything back, and you will have a great reward. So this is the concept or the level of thinking when you're actually showing affection in a social and moral sense, is when you give and when you behave or treat persons a particular way, the expectation is that you will get nothing in return. The last concept is that this kind of love comes with sacrifice and also forgiving sin. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whosoever believe him will not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So there's two things that happen with this kind of love: forgiveness and also sacrifice. The expectation is that you should love and don't become bitter. Forgive and don't become bitter. Don't love or accept what the world is giving to meet your needs. So there are several ideas that we want to close with this series with, is that when you're loving in a social and moral sense, you're looking to raise resources to meet the needs of the poor, but also your enemies, you're expected to forgive them, love them, be kind to them, bless them, and even pray for them. So as we close out this series, the question remains, are you loving in a social and moral sense, expecting something in return, or are you doing it out of the goodness of your heart, expecting nothing? Something to think about as we close out this series. I just want to say thank you. God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.